Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Joining us on the line, Hans von Spakovsky, a former counsel to the Assistant Attorney General for Civil Rights in the Justice Department, former commissioner at the FEC from 2006 to 2007, currently a senior fellow at the Heritage Foundation, and his business card is about a foot long. hey, Hans, good morning to you.
Good morning, Brian. Good morning, Katie.
So we wanted to talk to you about the Bob McDonald case. Federal prosecutors have decided not to retry former Virginia Governor Bob McDonald on public corruption charges. What's going on there? What's your read on that?
Well, it's interesting to know that there was a story that actually the prosecutors on the case recommended retrying him, but that the political leadership of the Justice Department decided not to. Mm-hmm. I actually think that's the right decision because they would have a tough time under the standards that the Supreme Court laid out, I think, retrying him. And basically it boiled down to this. The Supreme Court said they had gone too far in their trying to apply the federal honest services statute when they said that just having a meeting or hosting an event was an official act. And the court said instead, no, if you want to basically show bribery, and remember, you know, the governor had gotten like $175,000 in gifts, you got to show that he actually did some official act, like issue a contract or maybe not enforce a state law, something like that, that it can't just be the kind of routine acts that public officials do for their constituents all the time. Mm-hmm.
So, Hans, you mentioned that this came from the political leadership at the Justice Department. And we've been talking this morning about, the possible favors that were done on behalf of the Clinton Foundation to people who were seeking access to the Secretary of State and, you know, maybe bribery such as giving visas in return for large donations to the Clinton Foundation. Did the political leadership get nervous about going after Bob McDonald and then having to do the same for the Clintons?
Katie, I think you've pegged it exactly right. Look, this is the most politicized Justice Department we have ever seen. And I think they realized that when they decide to give a pass to Hillary Clinton over the Clinton Foundation, and it's 100% guaranteed they're going to give him a pass, just the way Comey gave her a pass on the emails. It would be hard to justify giving her a pass while they're going after or re-going after the former governor of Virginia.
And you think that's why the political folks stepped in and said, I don't care what you, the prosecutor, mm-hmm. want, we're going to make a bigger decision because there are larger fish to fry here.
Yes. No, I think that's exactly what happened.
Well, I guess my question then, the follow-up on the prosecutorial side is, the Supreme Court shot this down 8-0. So why did prosecutors actually believe that they would have a chance of relitigating this and thinking that they could win when the decision to drop it was unanimous from the Supreme Court?
Prosecutors never like to admit that they went too far in a case. And look, we all need to realize that while what the governor did was actually legal under Virginia law at the time, the law has been changed since then, it really looked bad. Mm-hmm. And I think that even with the kind of changes they would have to do in their prosecution following the Supreme Court's ruling, I think they believed that a jury would be so disgusted by what they heard and saw that the governor had done, that they would still find him guilty.
So what should happen to Bob McDonald now? I mean, do you think he should just sail off into the sunset and maintain a low profile, or do you think he will find some way to serve in the public again?
I don't have an answer to that at all. He does have what we all think is the right thing in the kind of system we have is, which, you know, the U.S. Supreme Court said the government went too far in prosecuting him, and that's something that he can rely on, particularly because, remember, in that case, you had every single White House counsel from the Reagan administration to the Obama administration they all filed amicus briefs actually on his side, saying that really what he had done was the kind of everyday behavior that that officials give to their constituents all the time.
But it isn't that part of the issue. I mean, you look at polling, both in this election and, ironically, and in recent elections, you know, people, the electorate is pretty concerned about corruption. And we've been also talking all morning about how just because something was legal at the time doesn't mean it was right or should be a part of politics and using official offices to trade favors for influence, whether it's legal or not.
Oh, look, I understand that, and I think in this particular case, the governor went too far. And it's clear that Virginia legislators agreed, and that's why they changed the law. So that if Governor McAuliffe, for example, did today what Governor McDonald did then, it would be a violation of state law. But look, that brings up another issue, which is why in the world were the feds coming in and applying this federal statute to behavior that was legal under Virginia state law? The feds are they should only come in when local prosecutors refuse to enforce the law. But here they were trying to criminalize something that the state of Virginia said there was nothing wrong with that.
Well, it was politically motivated. There's little doubt about that. And now the politics are working against them when it comes to Hillary Clinton, so all of a sudden it's not an issue.
Yeah, well, again, I think you've pegged it exactly right.
Yeah, that smells, and that's not right. Well, anyway, listen, Hans von Spakovsky, greatly appreciate your perspective on this. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Sure, thanks for having me.
Hi there, we are James and Dan Twofort of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Each week we get around the microphones with our four favorite facts that we've learned over the last 7 days and sit down to blow each other's minds.
Yeah, here's a fact for you, Dan.
Yep.
In knot theory, a circle of rope without a knot is technically a knot, but it's called a knot.
Very good. I go on here as well. In 2019, a marathon runner with the words Jesus Saves written on his bib had a heart attack, but was revived by a man called Jesus.
That is amazing. If you want to hear more facts like that, search for No Such Thing as a Fish wherever you get your podcasts.